Summit Meadow. From the East Fork of the Salmon River, the road turns westerly and descends into the swampy Summit Meadows and the watershed of Still Creek. From Summit Meadows, the road turns northerly again and passes through the center of Government Camp, Oregon, and westward to the top of Laurel Hill. Sources: Barlow Road by the Clackamas County Historical Society and Wasco County Historical Society. Abigail Jean Scott, September 24, 1852, Summit Meadow. We traveled some 12 or 15 miles over an extremely rough and difficult road. We camped below the summit hill near a marshy prairie of several miles in extent.
John L. Johnson, August 28, 1851, Summit Meadow. Father yoked up three yokes of our best oxen and started. Mother and the girls and children all walking through mud and water. They got down the terrible Laurel Hill, crossed the zigzag, which they had crossed several times, still raining. Finally came to a crossing that was too deep to ford, so they were marooned. Two crossings without feed except birch leaves and twigs for the cattle. In the meantime, an old gentleman from near Salem, a Mr. Graft, came along on horseback. Said he had crossed the mountains expecting to buy exhausted emigrants' cattle, but the Indians had burned off the grass in the valley where he expected to winter them, so he had abandoned the enterprise and was returning to his home. He learned Father was a Cumberland Presbyterian preacher, said he was acquainted with some of the members of that church, and would hurry home and report, and they would send us help. He said, if you need any money, I have some with me, and I will let you have what you want, and you can pay me sometime in the future if able. If not, all right. But to return to the family and team, Father found a log on which he crossed and walked on to Big Sandy, and was allowed to ride across in an emigrant wagon, then walked on to Philip Foster's, the first house he had seen in 4 months' travel. He sat down at a table and ate a hearty dinner, then joined a group of men on the road who were inquiring for a Cumberland Presbyterian preacher by the name of Johnson. Father then admitted he was the man, and there met the late William A. Jack and Thomas B. Allen, each with two yoke of big, fat oxen. It was a joyful meeting. The plans were soon arranged. Mr. Jack was to go back and meet the family and haul them out, and Mr. Allen was to go back to the summit and meet the boys who had been left with the wagon and some of the weakest cattle. In the meantime, I had a few dollars to try to buy some provisions from passing trains. We had a tent and cook stove with us. In looking over our provisions, we found a few pounds of flour and a small can of tea, but no sugar and no fruit of any kind.